Gazarian zone, but aid agencies say it's a drop in the ocean. And the situation in North Gaza, where Israel says Hamas has regrouped, has deteriorated to catastrophic levels after a renewed ground offensive there.
Palestinian medical officials say two Israeli strikes in Gaza killed more than a dozen people overnight. Haiti's international airport shut down after gangs opened fire at a Spirit Airlines flight landing in Port-au-Prince from Fort Lauderdale. The FAA is trying to decide whether to ban all U.S. flights into and out of the country. This is ABC News. ABC News now projecting that Arizona's Senate race will go to Democrat Ruben Gallego, beating Republican Carrie Lake. The GOP already winning a majority in the Senate, taking at least 52 seats. Control of the House still up in the air, with several races undecided. A new pledge this morning at COP29, the UN's annual climate conference. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer promising an 81% cut to emissions from his country in the next decade.
This is the path towards national security, energy independence, and the economic stability necessary to boost living standards for working people.
But leaders of some of the world's biggest countries and biggest polluters, including the U.S., China, and India, are skipping the conference entirely. Running an ultramarathon's tough enough. Now several people have done it in Antarctica. Runners covered in 100 miles on the ice. The two winners, both Americans, finishing in less than 24 hours. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Monaco is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 exclusive diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them at Highway 51 South at MonacoCars.com.
7 Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Thursday the 14th, beginning at 3 p.m. and going to 6, there's a volunteer fair in Ironwood. At the event, area nonprofit organizations will have representatives and displays in the Memorial Building Auditorium that describes their mission, operations, and volunteer needs. Recreation, art, health, festivals, trails, and more. This is an excellent time to come and meet up with all those who make the community function and cannot do so without the help of volunteers. They invite you to stop by and see how you could potentially help out. Once again, this is happening this Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. on 213 South Marquette Street in Ironwood. November's DOT Law of the Month highlights Wisconsin's Move Over Law. Here's Melissa Kay.
November's DOT Law of the Month highlights Wisconsin's Move Over Law. The Move Over Law is a reminder for drivers to brake for roadside workers. It's our responsibility to protect those who work on the side of the road. This provides a safety zone for law enforcement, emergency responders, and maintenance vehicles stopped alongside the road with their emergency lights on. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year, along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to report black bear den locations this fall and winter for a research study. More details when we return.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR encourages citizens to report any black bear den location across Wisconsin to help with an ongoing study on the species reproduction. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each state bear management zone. These estimates will improve the accuracy of the DNR's population models used in each zone. Additionally, researchers are investigating a connection between consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction, since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. The public is encouraged to report as much information as possible about occupied black bear dens without actually approaching or disturbing them. Helpful information to report to the state bear research team includes GPS coordinates, a photo of the den, description of the site and surrounding area, and any information on bears and bear activity near the site. To learn more, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Black Bear Study. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20. 98 Q Country.
Of my wildest dreams, sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all.
high time, I tell you, no more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me with the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how-feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. Yeah. You can park your car in the driveway. I'll park my truck in the grass. I'll put a little swing on the front porch. If you put a little tea in my glass, watch the sunset from a gravel road. Kiss me in the kitchen on your tippy toes. Still loving on you when the rooster crows. Watching way more than the garden grow. You find a spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. Yeah, laying next to you every night sounds like a damn good life. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. Plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. Yeah, I name the dogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs.
That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
All right. All right. Yeah, it's all right. All right.
Don't need five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. 'Cause I got the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. 'Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright,
under my feet, forever in the eye, staring back at me. And it's alright, alright, yeah. I got all I need, and it's alright by me. It's alright by me, yeah, yeah. When I lay down that night, I thank the Lord above for giving me everything I ever could dream of. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright, alright.
I think at the time I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl called my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me.
You look like you love me. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave.
love me.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
When she was 20, she thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Would she do it the same as she did back then? Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she did?
DQ with Reba McEntire. Is there life out there? Yes, there is. 24 past 8. We've got a pretty nice... hang on just a second here. My headphones are doing some weird stuff. There we go. 24 past 8. Sunshine will make up for the fact that we're not going to get very warm. Well, warm to what we've been used to anyway. Temperatures should be in the mid-40s. That wind going to be moving around just enough today. So if you're going out for a walk, you'll want to bundle up, because I think that little bit of air movement will... We're not ready yet. I mean, if this day happened in March after a 20 below stretch of weather, we'd be like, woohoo! We'd be running around with our swimming suit. Well, maybe not swimming suits, but we'd be thinking it was really warm. But we're not tough yet. We haven't toughened the skin yet for the cold weather. So this will still feel a little bit cool. Again, I know about 20 or 21 here on the overnight. It's not quite ice-making weather yet, but it's the overnight lows are starting to drift a little bit down there. We're going to get to our birthdays in just a little bit. If you have somebody, give us a call at 715-762-3221, and we will get you going with the birthdays here in just a moment. We're also going to chat with Matt from Pioneer Financial Consultants. He will join us at about 8:45 to chat a little bit about your money. We do that each Tuesday morning. And we'll see what else we can throw your way here. Twice an hour, news and sports, and we'll get to our birthdays after that.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge is set to decide later today whether to dismiss the hush money election interference convictions against Donald Trump or to proceed with sentencing, the judge taking into consideration the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. International aid groups say Israel has failed to meet a U.S. deadline on allowing more aid into Gaza or risk U.S. military support. ABC's Britt Clinett with more from Tel Aviv.
Now, Israel has opened new aid crossings and expanded a humanitarian zone, but aid agencies say it's a drop in the ocean. And the situation in North Gaza, where Israel says Hamas has regrouped, has deteriorated to catastrophic levels after a renewed ground offensive there.
Palestinian medical officials say two Israeli strikes in Gaza killed more than a dozen people overnight. Haiti's international airport shut down after gangs opened fire at a Spirit Airlines flight landing in Port-au-Prince from Fort Lauderdale. The FAA is trying to decide whether to ban all U.S. flights into and out of the country. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday the 16th at 2 p.m., there's a holiday basket class in Lake Tomahawk. Gather Lake Tom invites you out to create your festive holiday basket. All supplies will be provided, and there will be a total of three classes. This Saturday, from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., this Sunday, from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Monday, from 6 to 8 p.m. Sign up in advance is required, and limited spots are available. You can call Gather at 715-277-6014, text 715-892-4797, or email gatherlounge22@gmail.com to reserve your spot. The cost is $75 per person, which includes all products and one free beverage. Once again, that's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 2 to 4:30 p.m., and Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., over at 7263 Bradley Street in Lake Tomahawk. Have you ever heard of Kokoroz? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in Wisconsin and even throughout the country. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. You know the saying that rain doesn't fall the same on all? Well, it's true. I'm sure that you've been out when it's raining and then you head down the street and there's not a drop. Well, a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. Kokoroz is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. And anyone can be a part of it, even you. It originated with the Colorado Climate Center in 1998. And now, NOAA and the NSF sponsor it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded. Data is then displayed and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Your meteorologists rely on it. So, by volunteering to be a weather observer, you can help increase the density of precipitation data available throughout Wisconsin.
Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the News tab, select Weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges. For more news, visit 9AQCountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
All right, get you a sports update in a moment. Talk a little bit about your health right now. We've got Dr. Claire and massage therapist Tracy Davis with us from North Lakes Community Clinic. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We're just, before you just, we got hooked up here on the phone, I was talking about the fact that it was 20 degrees overnight, so the colder weather is here and getting a little harder to get out and enjoy those warm summer walks, right?
Yeah, the frost was pretty thick this morning on my vehicle.
yeah, the incentive to get out and walk isn't quite there anymore with the nice weather, so we need to find ways. We're going to talk today about how we can stay active when the weather gets colder and we tendency to hunker down a little bit. So how can we do that? How can we still stay healthy and get that exercise?
Well, some of the ways is looking around your own house. Like, you don't necessarily need, like, specific weights or dumbbells. You could use, like, a gallon of milk to help with some bicep curls or overhead presses or, you know, various, you know, soup cans if the gallon of milk is too heavy for you.
All right. All right. And just the old traditional push-ups, sit-ups, and all that stuff, if you're able, right? I mean, that's still one of the best ways, isn't it?
Yep, there's plenty of body weight options. You can do, lunges,
squats, push-ups, like you said, plenty of core exercises. There's quite a bit that we can do just with our own body weight. I mean, you can do tricep dips and things like that off of a bench. So you can utilize the stairs as well for some cardio, or, you know, just working on, you know, step up, step down, stepping up to the side, stepping down. Of course, use the handrail as an extra safety measure when doing that. But there's still plenty of ways that we can continue to be active, continue to elevate our heart rate, even if we are choosing to stay inside during these cold months.
Yeah. And stretches, too. Stretching is very important, right?
Oh, yes, very much so. Now that we'll be putting up our trees and decorations around the house, so we got to stretch when we have to do that overhead lift for the wreaths and stuff.
Yeah, when we reach up to get that hidden container of cookies that we hid from all the kids up there, we don't want to pull something as we reach high above the refrigerator up there, right?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah.
And there are options too. I mean, there's exercise options. I know the school offers options to walk around in. So if people really like to still get out, you know, out of their house and do that, there are places to do that still, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then as we get into I don't know if I want to bring up the snow yet, but
yeah.
Certainly things like snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, things like that, that also are a great way to be outdoors, enjoy the nature while being active as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure in the winter months you have a history of seeing people come in with I would guess, maybe a few more injuries because just of the ice and stuff like that, and their bodies just aren't probably as flexible and maybe in good a shape as the summer, right?
Yeah, and that's where a lot of that stretching and even some working on some balancing exercises and things like that at home can come into play too, to hopefully prevent some of those slips and falls.
Yeah. All right. So if folks, maybe they're experiencing some pain, or maybe they just would like to a little nice massage there, Tracy. They whatever side it may be, they can cover both sides, whether it's just for comfort or for pain management, either way, right?
Correct, yes. Even reducing stress, too, with a massage, because with these holidays coming up, it can be stressful sometimes. So treating yourself to a nice massage kind of helps bring you out of fight or flight a little bit, and helps you breathe a little bit easier with all this fun activities coming.
Yeah, and you had mentioned a little bit, Dr. Claire, there, you mentioned about getting that cardio up, and that is, as I get older, I know that's very important. I mean, if you can just find ways to just a little bit of a, you know, you don't have to go through that I just ran a marathon workout, but it's just something where you're breathing a little harder and your blood is just pumping to spots in your body that it might not otherwise get to, right?
Exactly, and if we can throw in little activities throughout the day to elevate our heart rate at different times throughout the day, that's shown to be extremely beneficial.
All right, very good. If folks have more information, they can always stop down or give you a call, whether it's just a basic appointment or maybe talking with a doctor down there about some stretches and stuff like that, because there's a lot of information out there, but there are, you know, I've been to the chiropractor before. There's stretches that you guys know about that just get to spots that the average person just wouldn't think of, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about finding where's the issue and how do we address it.
Yeah, all right, 762-2950 if they have any questions or issues. All right, anything else we missed there, Dr. Claire or Tracy, you wanted to cover?
I think we threw out quite a few options, so
yeah.
Hopefully there was something in there that resonated with people and they can use to stay active.
Yeah, keep moving, stretch. Sometimes I'll, football game on Sunday, I'll spend a half hour just laying on the floor just stretching. Just stretch here and stretch there and just whatever it takes to stay healthy. We gotta be...
Perfect time to do it.
Yeah, exactly, too. Plus, then I'm not pacing around and, you know, stressing out about the game.
Some of that nervous energy.
Exactly. All right, Dr. Claire, Tracy, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you.
Talk to you.
Thank you. You bet. North Lakes Community Clinic. Right in downtown Park Falls, 762-2950. If you want to give them a call with any questions about getting in there, let's get to our birthdays. We'll do that after the sports.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm calling it Pat Murphy. He's going to get Manager of the Year. He should be. He should be Manager of the Year. They weren't supposed to be any good this year, the Brewers, this past year, and they had a wonderful year. So I'm calling it. Happy birthday. Let's see. What do we got here? We have a birthday wish going out to Jewel Smart, who was celebrating an 8th birthday. So happy birthday. It was a belated one from yesterday. So that is from Grammy and Grandpa. So, Jewel, happy birthday to you, belated. If you're celebrating today on this 12th day of November, you share your day with other celebrities like Anne Hathaway. She won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Les Miserables in 2013 and has done others. She is 42. Ryan Gosling, he's fabulous, the one-time cast member of TV's new Mickey Mouse Club. He received a Best Actor Oscar nomination in 2007 for Half Nelson, in 2017 for La La Land. And he's done many others, too. He's 44 today. Angela Watson, the actress from TV's Step by Step, is 50. Tanya Harding, from the Olympic fame, where she... Do I have to say allegedly still? There was a whacking of the knee going on there. It wasn't her, but somebody she told to do took out Nancy Kerrigan, and then she tried to go and win the medal. Then she went on to be a boxer and all that stuff. 54 for Tanya Harding. We certainly hope that she's doing better now. Sam, it's a rough early year she had there. Sammy Sosa, the 5th player in Major League Baseball history to hit more than 600 career home runs. He retired with 609. He had his stats tainted, though, by the revelation that he failed a 2013 test for steroids. I think that kept him out of the Hall of Fame, right? Still has, from the steroid era, 56 today for Sammy Sosa. Nadia Comăneci, the Romanian gymnast, won a couple of gold medals in the 1980 Summer Olympic Games, 63 today. Barbara Fairchild is 74, the actress. Neil Young, Heart of Gold, was the Canadian native's biggest solo song, 79 for Neil Young today. Al Michaels, legendary sportscaster, still doing play-by-play on Amazon, right? He's the Amazon guy? I lose track. But he's 80. He looks pretty good. And he still does a very good job calling the games. And we've got Charles Manson, the infamous would-be musician and cult leader, born on this day, 1934. He died back in 2017. And the American actress Grace Kelly, from the movie High Noon, Rear Window, Dial M for Murder, To Catch a Thief. She became the Princess of Monaco after marrying Prince Rainier III in 1956, and she died of a stroke back in 1982. Grace Kelly, born on this day in 1929.
Howdy, this is Lena. Saddle up for smoked ribs, pork bellies, and pulled pork with our house pineapple bourbon sauce every Sunday at 4 p.m. at Lena's Northern Pines.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one stop for savings and service.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
98Q Country.
Well, we'll chat a little bit about your money coming up next with Matt from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Here's Morgan Wallen.
We used to chase that Chattanooga freight, couple of kids in a Chevrolet, catch a little air when we cross the tracks, sipping on something from a paper stack. You hang your shirt on that maple limb, slipping through the moon to the river bend. Wasn't very long, I was jumping in, jumping in. I guess I'm still doing now what I was doing then. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey, burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights, headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Still I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. You always used to talk about L.A. I heard you got as far as Santa Fe. Well, you know I tried to track you down, I only got as far as Guitar Town. Singing about a girl I used to know, used to know, used to know. That I haven't given up, I'm just on your radio. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey, burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights, headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. Chasing you like a
like a side of whiskey. Burning, going down, burning, going down. Tasting you like those goodbye taillights. Heading west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you.
Ninety-eight Q Country with Morgan Wallen, and a nice sunny Tuesday morning here. A little cool, but we'll take the sunshine. We'll talk about your money. We do this each Tuesday morning at about 8:45. We get Matthew Krieger in here from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, it's sunny. We'll take that. It's starting to seem like we may have a winter out there here soon.
It's certainly feeling like it. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, some snow by the 9-day gun deer season would certainly be welcome, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. So.
Yeah, I know it doesn't look promising, but it would be nice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about mortgages, about people maybe getting to that house, a different house, and the housing market has certainly changed a little bit recently with the dropping of interest rates, and it seems like the housing prices have simmered down a little bit, and hopefully people can afford to get into their next house. So if you're thinking about a new house or maybe your first ever house, listen up. We've got some tips on going after that first mortgage, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And for a lot of the reasons you mentioned, that's why I thought it'd be a good topic right now. You mentioned with interest rates going down, hopefully we're getting a little bit more of the housing market increase a little bit.
All right, so let's get some mortgage tips. Let's dig in. Here we go.
Yeah, so know that technological advances in the real estate industry have made applying for mortgages easier than ever. Home buyers can search for lenders, compare interest rates, and even apply for mortgages all online. In addition to that, the mortgage lenders are able to do alternative appraisals and conduct closings electronically. So keeps your options pretty wide open with online advances.
Right.
However, even with this technology, navigating the world of mortgages, especially for first-time homebuyers, can be complicated. And as a result, you'll want to keep these 5 points in mind when applying for a mortgage. The first point is check and maintain your credit score. A high credit score not only can make it easier for you to be approved for a mortgage loan, but can also potentially result in your interest rate being lowered, which is always a good thing. If you have a higher interest higher credit score, the bank or the lender may lower your interest rate. You'll want to review your credit score for inaccuracies and correct any errors that you find before applying for a mortgage.
Yeah, and most, it seems like, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but most banks now, that's kind of part of a banking service that you have with them. Most of them have like monthly credit scores where you can kind of see where your score is at each month. A lot of banks do that now, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes it's, via email that you get that notice. And it's good to at least track that or monitor that to make sure that there's no inaccuracies. If your credit score all of a sudden went down for some reason, it's good to figure out why, if it's something that wasn't an inaccuracy versus, something else that caused that.
Yeah, that credit score can cost you a point, point and a half in interest. That's a lot of money sitting right there.
It is, yeah, absolutely. All you have to do is go online and check out a mortgage calculator and figure out how much money that could cost you. And like you mentioned, it can certainly be a lot.
Yep, all right.
You may also have to take steps to keep your credit history as strong as possible. This includes paying your monthly bills on time, avoiding high credit utilization, which is using too much of your available credit. And an example of that would be if your credit card has a credit limit of $1,000. If you continually max out your credit card, that can adversely affect your credit score. If you're, each and every month maxing out that credit card.
Right. Okay.
Or that available credit. Mm-hmm. And lastly, limiting credit inquiries on your credit report, which are made every time you apply for new credit.
Okay.
The second tip is shop around. Are you applying for a conventional mortgage loan? What about a fixed rate, adjustable, or jumbo loan? When looking for a mortgage, be sure to shop around among various lenders and compare the types of loans and interest rates offered. You'll also want to examine the various costs with each loan. And finally, you should consider each lender's customer service reputation as well. Customer service is certainly important in making sure that you'll be able to talk to someone if there's an issue.
Right. Okay.
And the third tip would be get pre-approved for a loan. In a competitive housing market, it's essential to have a mortgage pre-approval letter in hand before making an offer. Not only does obtaining a mortgage pre-approval letter let you know how large of a loan that you can get, it also lets the seller know that you are a serious home buyer. They know that your offer, if they're comparing multiple offers, they know that you're certainly a serious bidder for that house.
Yeah, and doing that also just eliminates a lot of wasted time, because you can go in there and now you say, okay, here's where I'm at right now. You know, here's what I can afford. And you just don't waste your time looking at stuff that isn't within your budget, right?
Absolutely. I think it's a good topic of conversation for you and your realtor, if you're using a realtor, for exactly that reason. You're not looking at houses that are maybe outside of your budget. It gives you kind of that target for the home that you're looking for.
Right. Okay.
And on top of that, it's important to keep in mind that the amount that you are pre-approved for isn't necessarily how much that you can afford. Before making an offer, be sure to examine your budget and lifestyle to make sure your mortgage payment, which is your principal and interest, as well as property taxes and homeowners insurance, is within your means, that you're not stretching your budget too far.
Right. Okay.
And then the fourth tip is review your down payment options. Though most lenders prefer a down payment of 20% or more, some types of loans will allow for a down payment as low as 3%. Keep in mind that a larger down payment can help you obtain a lower interest rate as well, and potentially avoid paying for more private mortgage insurance and result in smaller monthly payments. And that's just another, it kind of goes to the second tip as well, as shopping around, is different lenders have different programs that, you know, if that 20% is too difficult to meet, there's other programs that are out there.
Right. Especially if you're a first-time home buyer, there's some,
correct,
usually some pretty good incentives there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
And then the last tip is read the fine print, of course. Before you sign any paperwork, make sure that you fully understand the terms of your mortgage loan and the costs that are associated with it. For example, if you are applying for an adjustable rate mortgage, it is important to be aware of how and when the interest rate for the loan will adjust. Or if you have an FHA loan, for example, you should know how long you will be paying a mortgage insurance premium. In the end, it's always important to understand how that mortgage, you know, will work for you, and how those payments will work.
Right. Well, I mean, owning a home isn't for everybody, but it's definitely something that I think is I don't know if you could say brings you joy, but knowing that you're investing in something, that renting is fine, but it's gone. The money's gone. So yep. when you own a home, there's a chance over many, many years that you're going to build up a little bit of equity in that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And real estate historically has been a very good investment when you think of it that way. In terms of an investment, and you know, you always hear the definition of the American dream, and I think that doesn't always start with, but a big part of that is owning your own home.
Yeah. I mean, there's a pretty good chance if you buy a home and take care of it, that 15, 20 years down the line, you should get quite a bit out of it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So if folks have any questions about that, about budgeting, you know, about figuring out what exactly it is that they can afford, and whatever it might be, the investment side of getting money out of their investments or whatever, Matt, you can sit down and chat with them, free initial consultation, right?
Yep, absolutely. That's what we're here for. And enjoy those conversations of budgeting and that exciting time of figuring how much, you know, of a house a person can afford.
Yeah. Phillips, Hawkins, Medford, you can meet with Matt, any of those locations. And Matt, they can always give you a call if they're busy and they want to chat with you a little bit over the phone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, phillips-financial.net on the web also. So, yeah, the housing market has definitely, just in the last, I think, 6 months, has changed a lot here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've seen, if you look back even further, the last 3-4 years, we've seen a lot of different housing markets.
We went through a stretch there where a house went up for sale and boom, it was gone.
Right.
It sold right away. It doesn't seem to be as quick as it used to be, although I think there's still some good opportunities for folks out there.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Matt. Always good to talk to you. Always good to learn something from you. We'll chat with you again next Tuesday, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah, Matthew from Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk about all different various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one!
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Great station.
98Q Country.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kinda county light, kinda cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give a damn, I kinda don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'ma turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be. A small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots. Likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights. And I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. I'm a rock star, she ain't gon' ever lose a small town boy like me. I'm a ride or die, baby, I'm a cool, I'm a crazy. I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl. Let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody
anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back.